Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
That's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, Mr. Laidback. Welcome back, 34 After. Thanks very much for having some fun with us, for spending some time and allowing me to have a little bit of fun and to talk to you about this very important thing in our lives, our small businesses. Not only yours, but mine too. I'm a small business owner just like you. I deal with it. There's virtually nothing that you have or will deal with in your career that I haven't dealt with and over the last many, many years in the marketplace. And somebody else who's kind of been around the block a couple of times is our good friend, Dr. Tom Anastasi. Tom is the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, and he's also a professor at Harvard School of Public Health, an MBA director, and former dean at Daniel Webster College, also the Boston University. Those folks over there, he works with those guys as well. He's a very smart guy, and he's here to talk to us about some very important stuff that you and I need to know about our small business. Tom Anastasi, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. Tom, you spent some time with the SBDCs, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, you saw a lot of stuff there. You saw a lot of real-life issues that business owners go through, and my hats are off to the SBDCs all over the country. There are thousands of SBDC professionals who are helping people. Tom, I know you joined me in that tribute, and I'm looking forward to seeing a bunch of them in next month in San Antonio at their annual conference. Tom, small business owners have two things that we're not as good as our big business brothers and sisters. And we're pretty good at a lot of things. Sometimes we're better than they are, but there are two areas that we need help with, and one of them is marketing. We're not always that good at marketing. And number two is the human resources part. And that's the part that you want to talk about today, is how can small business owners become better, more professional, more efficient, more effective as employers? Talk to us about that.
Well, most small businesses don't have any employees, especially at the beginning.
Right.
And people have got to put in lots and lots of time.
Let me put that in perspective with some statistics. There may be as many as 25 million small businesses in America, but only about 7 or 8 million have employees.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them are independent contractors. Go ahead.
Right. But there comes a point where you're working too many hours. You're working 80, 100-hour weeks, and you realize that the business now owns me, and I've got to change that. So what you do is that you say you want to hire some people. Now, you can't compete with IBM. It's just not possible
as far as
benefits,
on wages,
salary,
and stuff. Yeah,
but you can compete as far as being a wonderful place to work, because people are going to trade quality of life for income.
Do you think the younger generations are going to be more likely to do that than our generation, Tom?
I do think so.
They seem to be that way, don't they?
They are, and they work very hard, but they really want it all. But I think that that's pretty typical, because I've been working at colleges now for 20 years, and students, when they graduate, always are idealistic and want quality of life. And,
yeah.
And some, of course, want the big paycheck, and some get it, but 2 or 3 years down the road, they say, oh my gosh, my life is miserable. I want quality of life.
And there are people who are unemployed right now, having been, cut loose from big companies, who a small business environment is looking pretty attractive right now.
It would be, especially if you also can give a share of ownership in the business. We're not talking about a large share, but even if you give 0.25% to someone who's been there for, let's say, a year,
right,
that is huge motivation, because now they want the business to succeed as much as you do.
Most small businesses, though, Tom, are going to do a lot of other things before they go giving employees who haven't been there very long any kind of a piece of the action. They
right.
might do some profit sharing with them. That would be kind of an extreme. But I just like to encourage them just to make the environment a fun place to be.
That's all you really need to do.
And be competitive on the other issues, on the salary and on the benefits. And I'll tell you something. I have just set people down and said, look, I'm a small business owner. These are the things I can offer. I don't have the pocketbook that the big companies do. And you know what? They seem to understand that.
Mm-hmm. And if you can go through with that promise and really make it a fun place to work,
right?
Make it so people aren't dreading their commute on
right.
in and being flexible with people.
Yeah,
for instance,
especially in the hours they work, especially if they got family, that kind of thing. We come back. We're going to get Tom Anastasi to talk to us about the process of hiring good people. After these messages, 20 Till, stay with us. Little Chicago, bringing us back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to check out our poll question, which we have on the homepage there. I think you'll like it. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see exactly how the poll is going so far. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and all the other things there, the newsletter, the Brain Trust, the blogs, the archives, the articles, all the stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Tom Anastasi, Dr. Tom Anastasi is our guest. He's the author of The Successful Entrepreneur. We're talking about the HR process, in your business. And Tom, talk to us about how we can do a better job as small business owners of hiring the right people. You know, there's the whole process of finding people, of interviewing them. You know, screening the resumes. We got one in for a new employee the other day, and the guy looked pretty promising, Tom. He had pretty good skills on his resume for us, but he had three misspelled words. We tossed it.
Yeah, well, which is really a shame. People really
maybe that's too severe, but you know what? He's had time to look at this thing a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you know, with spell checkers today, get somebody else to read what you've done. We didn't even consider him because he had three misspelled words.
Yeah, yeah, and that happens. HR people will tell you every possible thing you can possibly imagine in a resume they've seen.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen
handwritten ones.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Not handwritten well. I actually wouldn't hold that against. I might not hold that against someone if it was well done.
Well, you have to get creative sometimes. Well, finding people is pretty easy these days. Now, I found great success with online ads and newspapers because you get a lot more for a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
If you put an ad in a paper, you're just going to get maybe 25 or 30 words.
Right.
But if you do the online, because it doesn't cost them anything, you can usually get many, many, many more words to talk about the job description, talk about who you are, and then you'll get these resumes in.
Right.
And I always like to make three piles. The people who definitely aren't qualified, some people respond
right.
to everything.
Right.
And then the maybes and then the definites. And you've got to whittle it down into a manageable amount, let's say five or six. Have them come in for an interview. And I mean, I don't ask people if they were a tree, what kind they'd be, or like that. But what I do ask them is, what is your ideal boss like? What is your ideal day like? Because when they talk about their ideal boss and their ideal day, are they talking about someone who's like me? Are they talking about what things are going to be like when they work here? HR people talk about a good fit. That's the word they use. And you want to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to find someone who's going to fit in with your culture.
Not just the skills, but their attitude, their personality. And if you're a small business, if you only got 3 or 4 or 5 employees or even 10, it's really important that the people you hire fit in with the culture, isn't it?
It is. And now I'm not super worried about skills unless I'm hiring an accountant who really needs to know things, because I can train them.
Yeah.
I want fit. I want dependability.
Smart. You want smart people who are dependable, because you can train them to do what you want them to do, can't you?
I can. And remember what we talked about before. I'm going to be providing a wonderful place to work, and they also would like to be there. So it's really very symbiotic, that what we're looking for. And I think it can actually work. And if someone, what I'm looking for is someone who wants to come to work happy and is willing to work harder for me than they've ever worked for anybody else before to make my dream work, but everyone's going to be smiling most of the time.
Right. Right. All right. What are some other things? So now we've had the interview. Do you recommend a multiple interview process where they come back and talk to you more than once, or maybe you let them interview with another manager, or even maybe just an employee they're going to work with, just to see what different people think? What do you think about that idea?
I think that's a great idea, but one thing I tell people is only honest answers.
Right.
And just let people know exactly what they're going to be getting themselves into.
Right.
Because otherwise, I mean, you can know somebody just in a couple hours.
Yeah.
But you're looking for that person who's going to want to be there. And, yes, I think having them interview you and having him interview employees is extremely important. Because it's very difficult to get to know somebody in a couple hours. Now, as far as reference checks, I'm kind of on the fence on that. A lot of people do it, but
I always do it. Always check references.
Yeah, but to find somebody, you got to find two or three people who are going to say something nice about you. One time, somebody gave their mother as a reference.
Yeah.
And I called up mom just because I was curious. And I loved the mom. The mom said, "Oh, I can't believe it. What a loser. I leave this mother as a reference." And
that's
I actually
funny.
Wanted to hire mom.
That's funny. Well, no, you got to call the references. And you got to get – and, folks, if you're putting your resume in, make sure you give a reference of somebody who you worked for, somebody you reported to. And even though you know you're not going to give a reference of somebody who's not going to give you a reference, you still want to do it. You still want to call and make those people tell you that.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Tom, hold on to that thought. Give us your website, please.
Oh, it's TomAnastasi.com.
Hey, just like it sounds, no extra letters in there, Tom Anastasi. And we're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. The book is called The Successful Entrepreneur by Dr. Tom Anastasi. Stay with us. Little Heartland music, bringing us back, 17 till, little John Mellencamp. I'm Jim Blasingale. Thanks for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Tom Anastasi, Dr. Tom Anastasi, the author of The Successful Entrepreneur, and put a .com on the end of his name. You'll find his website. And Tom, we're talking about HR, making sure that we do a better job of hiring and bringing up people on to work. What's the next step in that process? Making the offer. How do we know how to pay people?
Yeah, that's easier today than it ever has been, because we can use a lot of the same techniques the big companies use at a fraction of the price. What you do is you go to websites like glassceiling.com, salary.com, and there's others out there. And what you do is you type in your zip code, and they'll tell you for hundreds of job categories how much to pay for your area. And the reason that you go to two or three is that you're going to start seeing some trends.
And it takes into consideration cost of living and that sort of thing.
Correct. And then you also can go to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS.gov, and they've got some very good data, but that's a government website that takes a while to learn to use.
Yeah.
And but it's still got very good data. Now, remember, you don't have to match the big guys for how much you pay, but you still need to be competitive, because employees still need to pay their electric bills and their rent or mortgage.
Cool is great, and you're going to be cooler than a big company automatically, folks, but they won't take cool at the grocery store.
Exactly. Exactly. And that will give you an idea of how much you have to pay. And that way you're not going to pay too much or pay too little. And you want to stay competitive. And then the other thing is that, remember, you don't have to have a massive benefits package, because most people, when they work for small businesses, are going to have a spouse that has benefits at work, and they can use those for at least for the first few months to years.
Right. Well, and benefits, you know, most people aren't looking for an awful lot. You know, they don't expect – most people come to work for a small business. They don't expect you to have some kind of a solid gold benefits package. I do think that they're hoping for at least some kind of health insurance. And if it's at all possible, folks, in your small business, if you get a chance, and I'm notwithstanding the health care bill that I still think is going to be overturned that was passed this year, do whatever you can to make some kind of health insurance benefits available. And when I say some kind, I just mean try to show that you're doing as much as you can toward that. Even if you can't offer a retirement plan, any kind of matching 401k or anything like that, which can come in time, but you can do other things and benefits too, can't you, Tom? Like we were talking earlier about being flexible on the hours and that kind of thing.
Right. And those are the type of benefits that can be very attractive. Now, I know one business, what he does is he goes down to AAA, and I'm sure there's other places like this, and he buys a whole bunch of discounted movie tickets. And so movies in our area go for about $10, and those go for $5.
Huh.
He doesn't give those away. All he does is sell them at cost. But people think it's amazing because there they are at work, and they get to sit there and get the free movie tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't have to go and plan, and it's a very small cost to him. The other thing he's done is gone all around and got discounts at restaurants, at health clubs, everywhere, and says, if one of my employees comes in, will you take off some money?
Wow.
And he's got a giant list of all these places in the area offering discounts to his employees, and by the way, he only has 3 of them. But they think that it's just amazing that they're
that's
playing
pretty
with the
cool.
House of
that's
money.
That's that moves the cool meter.
Yeah,
the cool needle on the that meter.
And that's why we subtitled the book "American Dream Done Right."
Yeah,
because that guy no way could afford all the massive President's Club trips,
right,
to Hawaii that big corporations offer.
I'll tell you something else, Tom. As we wrap up the hour. Letting your people have fun in their work, showing them that you can have fun in your work, learning how to laugh at yourself. Folks, if you're a small business owner, learn how to laugh at yourself, because if you don't, you miss some of the best laughs of your life, Tom.
Absolutely.
And I think that's part of the cool factor, don't you?
It is. We spend more awake time with the people we work with than anybody else in our life.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That's actually kind of scary, but it's true.
It is true. Hey, Tom.
Make that the best time of your life.
TomAnastasi.com, right?
Yes.
The Successful Entrepreneur, wherever books are sold, also on the website. Hey, Tom, thanks for being here. Good job today.
My pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Dr. Tom Anastasi. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to keep our men and women in uniform, standing a post in harm's way around the world in your thoughts and your prayers.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.